I think I've seen it before. This is something that it's a rehash of last year's budget and very much from 2 years ago as well. You know, I'm encouraged when the governor says he doesn't want broad-based tax increases. But if you look at the budget, there are what I will call special interest tax increases or cost impacts that will drive costs higher to the consumer, to the taxpayer, in the tune of $500 million perhaps. We're starting out this year's budget with excess spending from last year in the area of $500 million. So we already owe that to the budget. It's not in the budget. The governor is deferring several hundred million dollars of excess spending into next year's budget, not this year. We don't think that even meets the constitutional test. So if you put those two together, last year's overspending, the proposed spending into the future budget, it's almost $1 billion. That is not a course that we want to begin to go down. We spent the last decade getting ourselves out of those problems, and I don't think we want to begin to repeat the difficulties that we've had. So while I'm encouraged in many areas of the budget, who doesn't want to invest more in our youth and do more for infrastructure and jobs creation? Those are all very laudable efforts, but I think we have to be very careful in going down the path for deferring spending or hiding spending. Let's be honest, these are our taxpayers. It's their money. In the spirit of transparency, I think this administration has to disclose all of this to the taxpayers.